listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jim Swag, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Game Raven Wrestling Podcast. Here we are back once again for another episode, Game Rage Wrestling. My name is Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yep.
This will probably be a quick one because today we're just I just felt it was necessary to talk about Samantha Irvin bouncing on WWE. I know it happened a couple weeks ago, but whatever.
Why is that?
I kind of feel like giving her props, man. Like for telling them to fuck off. Like she, well, anyways, we'll get to it. But before we get to it, if you could do us a solid and help us out, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube and subscribe. We only need 18 motherfuckers, all right? We only need 18. You guys have been doing good. You've been showing up. You've been fucking hitting the button. We need more, all right? Make fake accounts. I mean, shit. Do whatever fucking skullduggery and scum and or villainy that you could possibly do. We would appreciate, all right? Anything that we have to do so we don't have to pay bots, all right? That's fucking disgraceful, and it's uncouth, and we'd rather have our fans do it, all right?
It's unbecoming.
It is unbecoming. Conduct unbecoming. Also, if you want to follow us on social media, it's Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok. Motherfuckers follow. Motherfuckers go there, all right? Motherfuckers are following on TikTok like it's nobody's business, man. We're getting droves of followers. But unfortunately, that doesn't do shit for us. So we need the YouTube numbers, all right? Also, Twitter/X, Game Rage Mag. Follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. All right. Let's get into it. Samantha Irvin. I felt it was necessary to kind of just do this. Will probably be a quick episode, but I still felt it necessary to talk about because I think Samantha Irvin, she's only been with the WWE since 2021. She got hired as a ring announcer. She originally tried out at the Performance Center for a wrestler, but they told her to fuck off. And she's been there for, 4 years, but I mean, relatively quickly, she went from NXT to fucking SmackDown to fucking Raw to doing basically everything. I mean, to basically being the voice, right? And funny enough, she straight told him to fuck off. And she posted on, I don't know if it was Twitter or one of the social media accounts that she has, but people were bitching at her for quitting and the way she abruptly left. And I'll say this, right? Especially in the entertainment business, your employer is never going to give you notice that you're getting fucking canned. You're just going to get walked out one day. So I think all the fucking shitheads that are saying, oh, you should have fucking said this or did that. Ah, fuck that noise, all right? You don't need to give no notice to anybody. Fuck these assholes. When you're ready to go, you go. They're under no obligation to tell you, oh, we're going to give you 2 weeks notice before we fire you. You should be under no obligation to any fucking employer to give them a 2 week notice before you quit. I believe in that 100%. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, I mean, this also coincides with Baron Corbin and I think two other people that were cut from WWE. And that guy, I feel like that dude went through a lot in the last 10 years to having that cool, like, lone wolf gimmick and then being Constable Corbin and then Happy Corbin. Yeah. And all that stupid trivial shit.
That fucked his career up, man.
Doing all that stupid trivial shit, probably to please executives and writers a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Probably to keep himself around. You do all that to pay your dues, and somebody that was like a veteran like him, and all for what, dude? You end up getting released.
Yeah, they end up fucking you anyways. So you might as well get it on them while the getting's good, right? You might as well get it. And listen, she obviously made her money. She made what she wanted to make out of it. And like she said in her post, basically, like, I don't know exactly what the quote was, but it was like, I don't know what y'all talking about, basically. Because she's engaged or married to Ricochet, who's over now in AEW.
We're the best wrestler.
That may have been a mistake on his part. That may have been a miscalculation. But like she said, my husband is a multimillionaire. I don't need to do any of this. And that's kind of what she said, is like, I don't fucking need to work here at WWE. She said, I don't need to work a job that I hate, or something to that effect, is what she needed to say, is what she said. And perfect, man. If you don't have to fucking work a job that you hate, if you hate this fucking job. And listen, man, we were fortunate enough to get to see her announce at fucking, we went to that live event, because she did all the live events too. And that's probably what got to her, man. Is this schedule's fucked, and they probably didn't want to pay her more money. And she's like, well, fuck you guys, right?
And they also probably didn't want to give her dates off that she wanted, or...
Right, and that's the thing. What do you trade? You trade your fucking... your time for money. That's what work is, right? You're trading your time for money. And she traded enough time for enough money to where now I don't have to trade you my time for money anymore. I got enough money. And I'm good.
And she gets to use the WWE as like a leverage point for her social status elevating herself.
Maybe she'll show up in AEW being a ring announcer. I don't fucking know. Because obviously that's where her husband works, and maybe she wants to spend more time with him, and that would make sense, being on the road together. But I kind of think that she probably wants to do shit that she actually wants to do, which is, I mean, she's got a music career, kind of. I mean, she has an album out that she hasn't done since 2016, but maybe she wants to go back to that. I don't know. Who knows what the future holds for Samantha Irvin? I do think it's funny because, like, the WWE didn't – I don't know if they didn't know what to do or what, but they immediately went straight to the well, right back to the well, and called Lillian Garcia and said, hey, how much money can we give you to make you come back? And I don't know what the number was, but I wonder if I can find it. But whatever the number was, she was like, yeah, cool. I'm down.
Because, is she going to do the exact same schedule that Samantha Irving was going to do?
Yeah, I think she's going to be full time. Yep, she's rejoined the company full time and is going to be the permanent replacement for Samantha Irving. I don't know what the fucking, I don't know what her number is, like.
Because if she's doing every Raw and every SmackDown...
She's doing every Raw, every SmackDown. She's going to probably do the live events. I mean, who the fuck knows? All the PLEs, for sure. Obviously, this one, she was not going to be allowed to do because the Saudis have their own guy that fucking does it. But this last one being Crown Jewel. But I'm sure on the next... what Survivor Series is the next one, right? I'm sure we'll see Lillian Garcia at Survivor Series. 100%, no doubt. Mm. And I don't know, Lillian Garcia, let's just see what the Times of India says her net worth is. That's the most reputable source you can find on the internet. that's unfortunate. It says her estimated net worth is expected to be around $6 to $7 million as of 2024. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like she needs to do this. I doubt she monetarily needs the money, but I'm sure they offered her a number that was like, hey, this is an offer I can't refuse. They're going to pay me this much money? Fuck. I don't know what her number is. Maybe it's like $3 or $4 million a year she's getting paid. And fuck, I'm going to go out and do whatever. I'm going to basically work 52 fucking weeks out of the year and nonstop. I'm going to work fucking, 4 days a week doing announcing. And that'll be it. Be traveling on the road. I'll do this for 2 or 3 years, make my nut, and then tell them to fuck off just like Samantha Irvin did. So, because again, I mean, Lillian Garcia was the WWE. She was an announcer. She was the Raw announcer.
Long time. She also interviewed, didn't she?
Yeah, that's how she started out, was as like, I think, an interviewer.
Yeah.
She first started her wrestling career in 1999, man. So she worked there for 10 years, 99 to 2009. She was hired as a ring announcer, and she also did, like, backstage work, obviously. And listen, I like Lillian Garcia. I think she does great. Also, Lillian Garcia is a legitimate, like, artist. Like, she's a legitimate, like, singer. Yeah. And, I mean, she would do all of the fucking, like, whatchamacallits, the national anthems and shit. I mean, fuck, man. I remember that Star Spangled Banner that she sang on the SmackDown episode right after 9/11. That may be the greatest fucking performance in like fucking history, at least in wrestling, of a musical act, man. It just blew it out of the water, man. And she worked there for her number of years, got her nut, and then. I don't know. She came back to WWE in 2011 and she worked there until 2019. And then she was working for, what is this, Professional League of Fighters. She was doing, I don't know, ring announcing for them. And then now she's back, you know, in WWE. And I don't, and basically that was the same day. Like, she announced it the same day, and they were like, fuck, let's call Lillian Garcia. So, again,
old reliable.
Old reliable. And fuck. Again, as they likely, I wonder, let's see, did they get rid of her? Like,
I don't know. They probably, you're looking to see,
if she quit or if they got rid of her when it came to 2019 or her last, she announced her departure from WWE. So in 2016. So she basically did that. She fully departed from 2011 to 2016. And then she came back in, a couple of times throughout then. She did the Raw 25-year, you know, anniversary, which makes sense. I mean, because she was, again, from basically 2000, I don't know, 1 to 2009, she was basically the Raw announcer. And she announced all the pay-per-views and did everything. And, you know, obviously, in terms of...
getting sexually harassed by The Rock.
Exactly. Getting sexually harassed by basically everyone on the roster. So it's a wonder why she quit. I do think that when it comes to announcing... there will probably likely never be anyone as iconic as Howard Finkel was. For me, that's the tits. Like, that, when you hear that Howard Finkel voice in the old shit, it's, man, he hasn't announced in, fuck, man, he hasn't been on a pay-per-view, I think, in 20 years, maybe? Mm-hmm. I mean, shit. I'd have to be Howard Finkel last WWE pay-per-view. The last thing he did was, he was the special ring announcer for CM Punk's match in November 20th, 2011. But prior to that, I think it had been like 4 or 5 years since he had announced at a pay-per-view. And so, again, I don't think you'll get anybody that's iconic as that. Lillian Garcia comes real close. And I think Tony Chimmel was the other guy who was the SmackDown announcer for a long time. He's another one that was a great fucking announcer. I don't know what the fuck he's doing now. Should probably look that up real quick, but
I wonder how long fucking Lillian Garcia...
Oh, is he announcing for AEW? Shit. Oh, he's a producer. sorry, go ahead. What did you say?
Yeah, I wonder how long Lillian Garcia is going to end up lasting, because, you know, she's a little bit older from her days on Raw prior to returning, but I mean... it seems like it's a grueling schedule for not only the wrestlers, but the people that...
dude, fuck, you know how old she is?
60.
Dude, she's 58, man. Does not fucking look like it.
No, she doesn't.
Does not look... dude, she looks like younger than I am, all right? Like, yeah. God damn.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I wonder if that plays a factor at all.
I think it will.
That she's going to do this for like 2 years, and she's like, nah, fuck this. This is way too much.
I think she'll do this for 2 years, and then when she turns 60, she's going to be like, I'm out of here, bro. I'm retired.
Yeah, that probably seems like
a... you know what? That actually makes sense. She may do this for 2 or 3 years, and then this is her money that she's going to save for retirement. This is the money she's going to put away, and this is her retirement money, essentially. And then maybe she'll come back as special appearances every once in a while, or maybe she'll just say, hey, guys, I need to dial it back. Maybe let me just do PLEs, all right, or some shit. So she'll work fucking 12 months out of the year, 12 dates out of the year, and that'll be the end of it.
I'm pretty sure they got her replacement lined up, or they're working on her replacement, too.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm sure they're trying to figure out what the fuck they're going to do. But I guess we'll have to just wait and see. So, anyways, I know this was a weird episode about ring announcers, but I feel like the ring announcer is part of the show, man. Like, it's part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And if you have an AIDS fucking ring announcer, that can negatively contribute to the show 100%. And... you know, I think the WWE has been fortunate to where, I mean, you've had Tony Chimmel, you've had fucking Lillian Garcia, you've obviously had Howard Finkel for many fucking years. You know, you've had Samantha Irvin. That was good. I don't know who they're going to get next, but we'll see. Hopefully it's somebody decent to replace the eventual departure of Lillian Garcia.
It's also a nice story about you don't owe your employers anything.
I agree. It's 100%. It's a great story about that. I applaud Samantha Irvin for telling the WWE to fuck straight off. And I'm done. I made my nut. Get fucked. I'm done. I'm good, guys. And honestly, shit, I hope she does great in whatever the fuck it is that she decides to go do. I know it would never happen, but man, it'd be great if we could interview her on Without Censor and ask her what it felt like to say fuck you to the multi-billion dollar corporation. Tell them to get fucked and fuck then not show up. Like that, oh man. God damn, that would be fucking awesome. Samantha Irvin, if you're listening, fucking go to YouTube or go to wherever and hit me up, Game Rage Magazine. We don't give a fuck. Any account. Hit us on there. We'd love to talk to you. Not gonna happen, but whatever. Anyways, maybe I'll send her a DM on
We're the best wrestle.
The most decent and the most all right wrestle. Maybe we should become AEW marks where we can just be like, AEW, the most decent and the most all rightest. All right. Like, you know, anyways, whoever wants to pay us money, that's who we'll mark out for. All right. That's who the Game Rage Wrestling will officially back is whoever pays us money.
All elderly wrestling.
Yep. All elderly wrestling. Anyways, you got anything else for this? All right, cool. Well, anyways. That'll be the end of it. So if you want to go check out more, go to YouTube where you can like, comment, and subscribe. The keyword being subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter / Game Rage Mag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official. And, well, that'll probably be the end of it. And, you know, catch you guys on the next one.
That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.